Tarea 3.
I've spent this year writing the first draft of a new book. The story begins in Kingsbridge, the fictional town that was the setting for The Pillars of the Earth and World Without End. So this will be my third Kingsbridge book. It starts in 1558, the year Queen Elizabeth I came to the throne of England. A lot of people wanted to kill Queen Elizabeth, including the King of Spain, the King of France, and the Pope. So she set up the first English secret service to protect herself. It was a success, because despite many plots, she lived to be an old lady. The secret service was run by Sir Francis Walsingham, who was the 16th century forerunner of M, the spymaster in the James Bond stories. The hero of my book is a young man who works for Walsingham, trying to identify and catch the plotters who want to kill the Queen. Walsingham had spies in all the big European cities, so my research for the new book has taken me on some fascinating trips. I'd never previously been to Seville, which was the biggest city in Spain at that time, when Spain was the richest and most powerful country in the world. Galleons loaded with gold and silver from America, which was called New Spain in those days, came across the Atlantic Ocean to Seville, unless they were hijacked on the way by English pirates. I don't need much of an excuse to go to Paris, the location for a lot of the action in my story. If Seville was the richest city in the world, Paris was probably the smelliest. The protagonist in this part of the story is a young woman bookseller. And if you wonder how a bookseller can be the hero of an adventure, remember that at this period, the punishment for selling banned books was death. I went to Scotland to see Loch Leven, a prison on an island in the middle of a lake. Astonishingly, Mary, Queen of Scots, escaped from this jail. I've recreated her dramatic flight, and for that, of course, it was important to get all the details precisely right. I followed her route from Loch Leven across Scotland to the southwest coast and over the water to England, where she was imprisoned once again. I'm about to send this first draft to my editors for their comments and criticisms, and to half a dozen historians who will check it for errors. I will rewrite the book in 2016. I always rekey the whole thing, as opposed to editing, because the act of typing out a scene or a sentence often helps me see ways to improve what I wrote originally. But it takes a long time, unfortunately, so this book is scheduled to be published in the fall of 2017. A game company called Daedalic is making a video game of the Pillars of the Earth, and I've been fascinated to watch the process of creating this game. They call it interactive literature, the kind of game where the player takes the role of a character in a story. A group of highly expert young people in Hamburg are busy drawing Kingsbridge and its cathedral and devising ways in which players can be part of the story and make choices that change outcomes. I gave permission for this partly because I hope it will interest young people in my story, but mainly because I was just so curious to see what the game designers would do. I've spent this year writing the first draft of a new book. The story begins in Kingsbridge, the fictional town that was the setting for The Pillars of the Earth and World Without End. So this will be my third Kingsbridge book. It starts in 1558, the year Queen Elizabeth I came to the throne of England. A lot of people wanted to kill Queen Elizabeth, including the King of Spain, the King of France, and the Pope. So she set up the first English Secret Service to protect herself. It was a success, because despite many plots, she lived to be an old lady. The Secret Service was run by Sir Francis Walsingham, who was the 16th century forerunner of M, the spymaster, in the James Bond stories. The hero of my book is a young man who works for Walsingham, trying to identify and catch the plotters who want to kill the Queen. Walsingham had spies in all the big European cities, so my research for the new book has taken me on some fascinating trips. I'd never previously been to Seville, which was the biggest city in Spain at that time, when Spain was the richest and most powerful country in the world. Galleons loaded with gold and silver from America, which was called New Spain in those days, came across the Atlantic Ocean to Seville, unless they were hijacked on the way by English pirates. I don't need much of an excuse to go to Paris, the location for a lot of the action in my story. If Seville was the richest city in the world, Paris was probably the smelliest. The protagonist in this part of the story is a young woman bookseller. And if you wonder how a bookseller can be the hero of an adventure, remember that at this period, the punishment for selling banned books was death. I went to Scotland to see Loch Leven, a prison on an island in the middle of a lake. Astonishingly, Mary, Queen of Scots, escaped from this jail. I've recreated her dramatic flight, and for that, of course, it was important to get all the details precisely right. I followed her route from Loch Leven across Scotland to the southwest coast and over the water to England, where she was imprisoned once again. I'm about to send this first draft to my editors for their comments and criticisms, and to half a dozen historians who will check it for errors. I will rewrite the book in 2016. I always re-key the whole thing, as opposed to editing, because the act of typing out a scene or a sentence often helps me see ways to improve what I wrote originally. But it takes a long time, unfortunately, so this book is scheduled to be published in the fall of 2017. A game company called Daedalic is making a video game of the Pillars of the Earth, and I've been fascinated to watch the process of creating this game. They call it interactive literature, the kind of game where the player takes the role of a character in a story. A group of highly expert young people in Hamburg are busy drawing Kingsbridge and its cathedral and devising ways in which players can be part of the story and make choices that change outcomes. I gave permission for this partly because I hope it will interest young people in my story, but mainly because I was just so curious to see what the game designers would do.